We were talking about diapers, and Kristen Bell, the actress and singer and everything, she said, yeah, every kid is different. My little boy is 5 and still wears diapers. And I'm not a parent, but I thought to myself, that sounds old to me.
Yeah.
So we put it on our Facebook page, and based on the responses on Facebook, it is old. Because everyone, we said, what's the oldest? And
it is old.
One person was said 4. But that, so far, that's the oldest. Oh, and I got to remember to tell my learning to pee outside on a shingle like a man story.
Oh.
Do you know this story?
No, but I can't wait to hear
it. That's one of the best parts of Kelly being like pretty new to this is that she doesn't know all my old stories.
I don't. Okay.
Now I got a whole new crop of stories. Okay. Let me get Sarah on. So Sarah isn't a parent, but she's an early childhood educator. And so what is it? You say like 2 years old is the kids that you have, so they're right in the thick of potty training.
Technically, that's the age to start, and it's kind of just like introducing the potty, you know, and they sit on it, and they feel so excited, and they flush it, which, P.S., is like the best thing you could ever do as a 2-year-old is flush the toilet.
Right. That's like the reward.
Yes, it is. It is. If they sit on the potty, they get to flush it, but you don't get to flush it if you don't want to sit on it.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. So flushing the toilet is the key to potty training.
Maybe. You never know. There's all kinds of gimmicks that make it.
I was like candy for Wyatt. I just kept giving him candy. I was like, give you a Whopper if you, like, whatever you want.
Right.
Like, just do it.
Poop in the toilet and I'll give you a Whopper.
Yeah.
And then you'll poop in the toilet again about half hour later.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It'll come out easier next time.
Yeah, right. All right, Sarah. Hey, thanks for calling. We love you.
Of course. You guys are the best. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Man, just hearing the toilet flush makes me feel like I gotta go pee.
I know.
Right?
I'm really trying to be
so
better.
So that's a good tip, that the toilet flush as a reward. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, and with boys, like, you can put stuff in the toilet that they have to, like, hit.
Oh, really? Like targets?
Like target practice.
So that's good. Well, that's also to help save their, you know, future spouses.
Yeah.
From having to complain
right.
about the cleanup.
Exactly.
I don't know how old I was. I must have been like only 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And we were redoing the roof at the house, so we had all these shingles around the driveway.
Yeah.
And my dad, this was like a bonding moment with my dad, right? I actually told this story at his funeral service.
Oh.
Yeah. So my dad was like, okay, Blake, we're going to pee on the shingle. That's what men do, you know, pee on the shingle. Okay. So he goes over and we pee on the shingle and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a man, you know, a little man.
Did it.
And a little while later, I walked up to my dad, gleaming, like just smiling ear to ear, so proud of myself, carrying the shingle that I had pooped on. And he was like, no, he misunderstood.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. That's a story that gets told in my family like regularly.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's great.
When Blake pooped on a shingle. And there's an expression that we can't say on the radio.
Oh, yes.
But it's like bleep on a shingle. Right?
That's great.
That was actually how I closed out his memorial service.
Aww.
I said something like I always knew. And this is one of the things that I was grateful for in the passing of my dad. Was, and I said, I never questioned that he was proud of me. You know what I mean? I always knew he was proud of me,
yeah.
Whether it was my little magic act or my radio job or literally bleep on a shingle.
And so perfect.
That was the, and I said it in the church.
Oh, yeah. So cute.